This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police have arrested the person who left the bomb that caused a deadly explosion in Istanbul, the interior minister said Monday, according to a state-run news agency's English-language Twitter account. Six people were killed and at least 81 others wounded Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called a bomb attack that, quote, smells like terrorism, end quote. Indonesia's president says Southeast Asia will not become the battleground for a new Cold War as tensions rise between the U.S. and China. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Speaking at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Joko Widodo said the 10-nation bloc must not be disturbed by outside struggles.
ASEAN must be a dignified region, uphold the values of humanity and democracy. ASEAN should not let current geopolitical dynamic turn into a new world war in our region.
As China has grown more assertive in the region, it has pressed its claim to the self-governing democracy of Taiwan. As a result, the U.S. has pushed back, leading to increasing tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran on Sunday issued its first death sentence over the protests that have shaken the country's clerical leadership, the judiciary said, with a rights group warning other convicts risked being hastily executed. The almost 2 months of protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, who'd been arrested by the morality police, have prompted authorities to unleash a crackdown that has seen thousands